Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Velocity comes at a cost. Each pitch places immense strain on the arm, especially when the shoulder can't properly support the motion. Small breakdowns can quickly escalate into serious injuries. Preventing this requires a deeper understanding of movement patterns that often aren't always obvious. This post explains the elbow-shoulder connection and injury risk in pitchers, the kinetic chain in baseball pitching, and its role in elbow injuries. In sports medicine, we view the pitching motion as a synchronized sequence of energy transfers starting from the feet and ending at the fingertips. As a co-team physician for the Chicago White Sox, Dr. Cole has spent decades observing how elite overhead athletes generate power. When one link in this chain weakens, the entire system compensates. Most elbow injuries are not actually elbow problems in isolation. They are systemic failures where the arm is forced to make up for a lack of core stability or shoulder mobility. Why baseball pitchers are prone to UCL tears. The ulnar collateral ligament, UCL, is the primary stabilizer of the elbow during the late cocking and early acceleration phase of a pitch. At peak speeds, the force placed on the UCL is nearly equivalent to its breaking point. Teams often focus on pitch counts to manage this risk, but volume is only half the story. The real danger arises when the shoulder begins to fatigue, shifting an even greater percentage of the torque directly onto the medial elbow. The link between shoulder instability and elbow pain in pitchers. The relationship between elbow stress and rotator cuff compensation is a delicate balance. The rotator cuff's primary job is to keep the humeral head centered in the socket during high-velocity rotation. If the cuff becomes inhibited or fatigued, the shoulder loses its ability to dissipate energy. This forces the elbow to catch the excess force, placing the UCL in a high-risk position. Conversely, an athlete with a minor elbow strain will often subconsciously alter their mechanics, leading to secondary rotator cuff tendonitis or labral tears as the shoulder overworks to protect the elbow. How changes in arm slots signal injury? Risk in pitchers. Working with professional organizations provides a unique perspective on injury prevention that the general public rarely sees. We utilize advanced motion capture and workload monitoring to identify when an athlete's arm slot begins to drop, which is a primary indicator that the shoulder is no longer supporting the elbow. By the time a pitcher feels a sharp pop, the underlying mechanical compensation has likely been occurring for weeks. True injury prevention requires monitoring these subtle shifts in symmetry before they manifest as a physical tear. Strategies for long-term durability. Preserving the throwing arm requires a shift from focusing on speed to focusing on structural balance. This includes GIRD management. Addressing glenohumeral internal rotation deficit to maintain shoulder health. Scapular stability, ensuring the foundation of the shoulder blade would be strong enough to support the arm. Deceleration training, strengthening the muscles that slow the arm down after release, which is where most rotator cuff damage occurs. The demands placed on a pitcher's anatomy are extreme, and the margin for error is razor thin. If you are experiencing persistent stiffness or a change in your throwing mechanics, a specialized orthopedic assessment can help identify these compensation patterns early. Navigating the complexities of the elbow-shoulder connection is the most effective way to ensure your performance remains sustainable season after season. Reference links. Ulnar collateral ligament. Reconstruction, the Rush Experience. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.